Mirror's Edge in Minecraft. Jump over all the things.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, we are taking a look at an all-new map and texture pack that makes one of the most beautiful parkour maps I have ever seen. It's called Edgecraft, and it takes a lot of inspiration from the video game Mirror's Edge and does a great job of it. It's made by Lord Pancake and does require Optifine or MC Patcher to make the texture pack wizardry happen.
Yep.
First, head on over to your options. Make sure you click Resource Packs. Get rid of anything else that's in your resource packs and add the Edgecraft resource pack into your resource pack folder, and everything will change. Now we're playing Edgecraft. Go ahead and head on over to your single player world and load up Edgecraft. Now, I am in game here. You start off in this little room, but all the cool stuff is waiting for us right outside. Check out this world. Actually, let it load in for just half a second. So some of the world is still loading in back there, but you can see, oh my gosh, does this not look exactly like Mirror's Edge? And these shadows are just amazing. There is no, we are not running any sort of, shader or any sort of mod like that. This is just the texture pack that is included with the game. So let's go ahead and start our Mirror's Edge parkour run. Let's run down this hallway into the red door. Now, if you ever played Mirror's Edge, you know that every achievement area is marked with red. So as long as you aim for the red stuff, you're going to be fine. Look at how cool this is. It goes up on the wall and, oh, so, so neat. This is basically a copy of the single-player Mirror's Edge, and so you'll notice a lot of similarities between the two. Now, you'll notice that I am taking fall damage, and I do have to eat. You are given a lot of steak, as you can see, so no worries. Whoa, that was a close call. No worries about food here. And this is just a super fun parkour challenge. I did play through this before, moving from red thing to red thing, and I like to see how fast I can do it. If I can truly, there we go. Because I remember playing Mirror's Edge, and holy mackerel, was it fun! I think there's a sneaky way to get up here. You don't have to go that block. I think maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, it looks like you have to do this. Fun parkour jump. Whoop. There we go. And over to this block and up. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what parkour is, we're doing it right now. This is a game mode in Minecraft where your skills and timing when it comes to jumping and making it across the map are what makes this game fun. And doing it in a speedy motion. Oh, no, I missed. Oh, gosh. Oh. Okay. Now, they do set your spawn point many, many times, so you don't have to go too far back in game if you screw up, which is a really, really nice addition to the game. Now, getting in here, I remember this was, this was a storage room. I forgot about this room. Very fun. Oh, no. So close, so close. And then right after here, I think that there were, like, people in the game that you have to fight. If I remember correctly, here we go. Walk up this pipe. Oh, now we're in the air conditioning. Oh, my gosh. I hope they don't turn on the heater. That'd be hard to deal with and disgusting. And I think this is where, bam. Where am I? Okay, here we go. Right through here, and the guy, this is true. Ouch. They are here. Oh, they're fighting each other. I wonder if I can. This guy looks like the captain. Can I steal his gun? Ouch. I don't think he. I bet he doesn't drop anything. Yeah, he didn't drop anything. Haha, they're distracted. Let's get out of here. And, oh yeah, I remember you could always go up the back and sneaky way in the game. Whoop. Is there a guy after me? Nope. Okay, good. Great. And up we go. Remember, as I mentioned before, this game does not require shaders, but it does require Optifine or MC Patcher to make sure that the texture pack that they have included works perfectly. If you have something you'd like to send our way, feel free to hit me up at mail@omgcraft.com. And please subscribe to the show at youtube.com/omgcraft. See you next time. Bye.